Welcome to episode 563 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 17 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. There are several people described as walking with God in the Bible, beginning with Enoch in Genesis 5 verse 24. Noah is also described as a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Micah 6 verse 8 gives us a glimpse into God's desire for us. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Walking with God is not an activity reserved for a select few. God desires all of his children to walk with him. What happens when we walk with someone? Imagine that you and a close friend are enjoying a walk in a park. You are in close proximity. You talk, laugh, listen, and share your hearts. Your attention is focused on this person to the exclusion of almost everything else. You notice the beauty around you or an occasional distraction, but only to point it out to your companion. You share it together. You are in harmony, and you both enjoy the peaceful camaraderie. Walking with God is like that. When we enter into an intimate heart relationship with God through faith in his Son, he becomes our heart's greatest desire. Knowing him, hearing his voice, sharing our hearts with him, and seeking to please him become our all-consuming focus. He becomes everything to us. Meeting with him is not an activity reserved for Saturday or Sunday morning. We live to fellowship with him. A.W. Tozer states that the goal of every Christian should be to live in a state of unbroken worship. This is only possible when we walk with God. Just as walking with a close friend requires saying no to many other things, so walking with God requires letting go of anything that would be a distraction. If you were on a walk with a friend, but you brought a kazoo and played it the whole time, or you were texting on your iPhone the whole time, the walk would not be satisfying for either of you. Many people attempt to walk with God, but they bring along kazoo or iPhone-like habits, sins, worldly entertainments, or unhealthy relationships. They know these things are not God's choice for them, but they pretend everything is fine. The relationship is not satisfying to either of them. To walk with God means that you and God are in agreement about your life. Amos 3 verse 3 raises the question, can two walk together except they be agreed? To walk with God means you have aligned your will with his and seek every day to consider yourself crucified with Christ. You don't have to be perfect, as none of us is, but your heart's desire is to be pleasing to God, and you are willing to let his Spirit conform you to the image of his Son. When the Bible speaks of walking, it often refers to a lifestyle. We can walk in the ways of the world as well. In the New Testament, walking with God is often called walking in the Spirit. To walk with God means we choose to glorify him in every way we can, regardless of personal cost. And there is a cost. Walking with God also means we cannot also walk with evil people as companions. We choose the narrow road over the broad way to destruction. We don't live to please our sinful flesh. We seek to eliminate from our lives everything that does not enhance our walk with him. We apply 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31 literally. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God's ways are reflected in our thoughts, our actions, our motivations, and our life choices because we spend so much time with him. It is not difficult to identify people who walk with God. Their lives are a stark contrast to the world around them, like stars in a nighttime sky. They produce the fruit of the Spirit rather than the fruit of fleshly desire. In Acts 4 verse 13, Peter and John had been arrested for preaching and were brought before the authorities. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. When we walk with God every day, the world cannot help but recognize that in spite of our imperfections and lack of knowledge in some areas, we have been with Jesus. He has been our walking companion. The Bible does not use the exact phrase, Christian walk, at all. However, the New Testament does explain to Christians how to walk in faith. A walk in this context is a metaphor for practical daily living. The Christian life is a journey, and we are to walk it. We are to make consistent forward progress in our faith. Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths of service free. Tell me thy secret, help me bear the We're not standing still, we are walking. Christian walk involves Christ-likeness. A happy new you is one who walks like Christ, one who follows Christ. 1 John 2 verse 6, whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Speaking of suffering, the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 3 verse 21, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Believers have God the Holy Spirit indwelling them, and he will lead them in the way they ought to go. The Christian walk involves righteousness. Romans 8 verse 4 explains God's purpose that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. When we walk by the Spirit, we will not gratify the desires of the flesh, according to Galatians 5 verse 16. So the Christian walk requires saying no to the lusts of the flesh. The Christian walk should be characterized by good works. The Christian walk involves obedience. The Apostle John taught that we show our love for God as we walk in obedience to his commands. There are many paths open to us as we travel through this world, but God's commandments, God's guidelines for abundant living, direct us away from the harmful paths and onto the path of life, the path to thriving. God's word, the Bible, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The Christian walk involves faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 teaches, for we walk by faith, not by sight. This is a foundational truth for believers. We live in light of eternity. We focus on unseen realities such as Jesus and the rewards of heaven. We live according to what God has revealed to us rather than trust our own understanding. The Christian walk involves a new way of thinking. When we follow Christ, we put away the old ways and embrace the new. Ephesians 4 verse 17 says, now this I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. The command for those on the Christian walk is, according to verses 23 to 24, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. The Christian walk involves fidelity to the Lord. Our character should match up to his. Ephesians 4 verses 1 to 3 lists some of the qualities that will result. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In Colossians 1 verses 10 to 12, walking worthy is tied to four personal characteristics. 1. Being fruitful in every good work. 2. Steadily increasing in the knowledge of God. 3. Using the power of God to joyfully endure and patiently persevere. And 4. Giving thanks to the Father. If you're a Christian, don't feel as though God is too busy or has more important things to do. When you're a child of God, he always has time for you. Know that the Christian walk is blessed. Psalm 1 verse 6, the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. If you're not yet a Christian, we encourage you to pray to God, confessing your sin and placing your faith in the Lord so that you can begin a wonderful new walk. Father, we want to walk more closely with Christ. Help us to be fruitful in every good work. Help us to increase in our knowledge of you. Help us to patiently persevere and joyfully endure, and give us more grateful hearts. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.